Jackie Biskupski's garnered national attention for being elected Salt Lake City's first openly gay mayor. But here at home, Biskupski and her supporters are downplaying the historic nature of this election. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake City has been recognized as a gay-friendly city for quite some time. Nationally, though, it still may come as a surprise to those who associate the city with the Mormon Church. Tuesday night, Biskupski supporters celebrated the victory. Neil Webster managed Biskupski's campaign when she ran for the Utah legislature. He says Biskupski's sexual orientation had little to do with her election as Salt Lake City mayor.
But I think that going forward, any young gay person growing up in Utah, the surrounding areas, is going to know who Jackie Biskupski is and is going to know that if she could do it, so can I.
Biskupski has said she plans to speak with leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints about a recent decision to exclude the children of gay parents from being baptized in the church. Philanthropist, LGBT activist, and former LDS church member Bruce Bastian says he can't see Biskupski making any more headway on LGBT issues within the church than Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker. Bastian supported Becker in the election.
The one thing that might change these issues or when they have actual members of the church rising up in opposition to what they have done, and that's been happening.
Biskupski will be inaugurated January 4th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.